This Saturday, in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, chose the title of Mary, Mother of Unity. Unity is something very important to God. One thing that Jesus prayed over and over to his Father just before he died was something very important to our Lord. Of course, our Lord is God, is unity himself, united in three persons in love, in that harmony in the Holy Trinity. And of course, he wants us all to be united in him, united together as a family, in the family idea of all of us as brothers and sisters. Of course, we live in a divided society, divided in religion, divided in nations, and there's conflict in many places, and we have to foster unity. And the church is always saying we need to dialogue in charity. We need to reach out and communicate to our brothers and sisters, and we need to love our enemies. And love is what unites. Love is what keeps us together and fosters unity and brings us all together. So whenever there's dissension, whenever there's brokenness, charity heals. Charity brings back together. So all we have to do is practice charity. And we practice charity by reaching out, being kind, being forgiving, helping. And of course, we can't reach into the hearts of other people, but God can. And we pray for that. We pray for the spirit of unity in concord, peace, happiness to others through the Holy Spirit and through Our Lady, Mother of Unity, the mother who cares for her family more than any others. And Our Lady is that glue for the family, the glue for our religious family, glue for society and the nations. We ask Our Lady on this day, as Mother of Unity, to bring us all more together in many ways, you know, in ways that we don't always know. We don't know how God wants to unite the world again, you know, how exactly he's going to do it. But we pray for that spirit of unity, and we foster it through our efforts of charity and peace, and not seeing our different brothers and sisters as aliens or enemies in any way, but as brothers and sisters always, even despite our differences in whatever ways. And unity starts in the small areas in our heart first, and in our families, in our local communities, and then the larger nations, etc. So let's always think in terms of unity in the small and the big, always under Our Lady and, of course, God, the Holy Trinity. Thank you.